from the Carter Subaru Studios. This is the G and Ursula Show with G Scott and Ursula Voitin.
It is the 11 o'clock hour of the G and Ursula Show. Good morning to you, Ursula.
Good morning, G. I'm just getting used to our new text line. I have to say, it's a little bit more cumbersome on our end just right now. I'm hoping that we get used to it. 888-973-5476 is still the same number. We still see your names, those of you who've given us your first names. And so we see all that. We see your messages, but it's just a different format. So I just want you to know.
So
it's taking a little more time trying to answer people, etc.
So I got good news and bad news about the new text line. Which one do you want to hear first?
I always want to hear the good news first.
Do you? Uh-huh. I always want to hear the bad news
first.
The good news is I'm going to be off my phone. When I look at the text messages, they will be on the computer now. That's
okay.
The good news.
That is fantastic news, actually.
Okay.
All especially right. For me.
Okay.
I like seeing your face and seeing you. You and I having eye contact, that helps for
that's
sure.
That's the good news.
Yes.
The bad news is because it's not on my phone and it's on the computer, I'm probably going to respond less.
That might actually be good news, too.
That's not really good for the listeners. Some of y'all like it when I respond
back. Oh, they love it,
back,
actually. They love know? It. All they right. love it. But I think for both of us, it'd probably be good.
Probably be good.
Yeah.
But I can see right now you're responding a lot today. What's going on at 11 o'clock hour, Ursula?
Well, at 11:30, we're actually going to share a little bit about that video that we were talking about that your son... Did you post it yet?
No.
Okay, you need to post it because we wanted to... And you know what? I also wanted to...
You post it. It's better if it comes from you.
Okay, I'll post it.
I feel weird on me posting it.
I'll post... Well, you know what? G doesn't want to brag about his son. If that were... I would be bragging. I thought it was so cool. I thought it was a really cool thing.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that at 11:30. And then maybe we just talk about some things that we can do kind of to share in that spirit.
There we go. There we go.
How's that?
All right. Let's get to it. Agree to disagree. Brought to you by Garden Roofing and Gutters.
One of these days, we just got to take off the gloves. Just really go at it.
So if you're having an early lunch, take a little break from eating right now while we get into this first story. A night manager for an Arby's in Vancouver, Washington, was being investigated for having child porn. And while police were looking into this guy's background, they found a video of this man urinating in the milkshake mix at work. Gee, are you ever going to eat at Arby's again? And do you ever get squeamish when you order fast food just because of what people can do to your food?
Well, this isn't an Arby's issue. This is an issue that can happen in any restaurant. The answer to your question, do I ever get a little squeamish of worrying about what can happen to my food? No, I don't worry for me because I'm really good to people in general, whether you're in fast food, fine dining, doesn't matter. I have a way of just hanging out with people, and for some reason, they always give your boy extra fries, right? I'm not one of those that would warrant, let's see, what do people do? I don't know. You folks in fast food, you've worked in fast food before, maybe you've seen it, or I've heard that something like, ooh, you don't want to be not nice because they might spit in your food or something like that.
That's what my sons have told me. Every single time they say, Mom, don't complain about anything because you don't want anyone doing anything about your food. I think those are still so rare.
I think it's rare, too, especially now with all the cameras, right? Now, back in the day before cameras, as a matter of fact, a lot of things used to happen a lot more without cameras. But before cameras, I would assume yes. But this isn't an Arby's problem, but this is a real problem for this to happen. Ursula, do you ever...
The guy is obviously... Twisted in the head, first of all, because already he's under investigation for child porn. But now police are actually asking for anyone who may have purchased a milkshake from that particular Arby's location on either October 30th or October 31st of last year. They want to hear from you. So this guy's already facing child porn charges. And now, man, I hope they throw the book at him. Because this really harms a business like Arby's, because now a lot of people are going to assume, and it makes conversations like this. For the record, I love Arby's. The last time we had a poll on our Facebook page, we put up Arby's versus Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. More people from our show said they love Arby's.
I've made fun of Arby's all the time. And look, no doubt about it. And what do I've said this. I've never seen more than one person standing inside Arby's. Like, that's the place. But I will say, out of the two times that I've ever had it in my life, it was pretty good.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And, but the whole Arby's discussion, by the way, this will come up at 11:30 because Arby's actually is in my son's video.
Exactly, which is actually very sweet. But back to this whole thing about restaurants. And I want you guys listening right now, text us, 888-973-5476, 888-973-CHIRO. If you've worked in fast food, I've never worked in fast food, so I don't know.
Chris, have you?
Yeah, I think it was maybe first or second job I worked at Wendy's and ended up being a cashier, like 15 years old. Why I was working at 15, I'm not quite sure.
Did you see any things that we shouldn't talk about?
No, but if people were jerks, people wouldn't, like, do something gross, but they wouldn't give you a good serving or whatever, you know. They just kind of give you whatever.
See, that's why I don't understand why being a jerk. Why would you want to get less food?
Less service. People can be abusive. I mean, I get it. And people treat some people treat other people like dirt, and I understand getting angry. But, I mean, you're going to ruin a business. So I'm just going to – this is a story that now has gone viral, obviously. Mm. A lot of people talking about it, but I'm just going to give my support to Arby's.
I've worked in really nice restaurants, too, and that's where the chefs get really upset if you send stuff back in nice places.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, there's a lot of prima donna chefs, and they'll freak out.
Now, I'm going to tell you who's the worst at this, and I hope my family's not listening. My mom and my sister are the absolute worst.
My mom will always complain about how tough meat is, and I'm thinking, oh, man.
I mean, they send everything back. I'll tell you this. Out of 10 times I'm at a restaurant, zero will I send something back. My mom, 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10?
Okay, that's a lot. I mean, I would say maybe I'm 1 out of 10.
Really?
Maybe 1 out of 20.
What do you send it back for?
If it's cold, or if I get the wrong thing, or if it is like
not... How often do you eat at somewhere where the food is cold?
Oh, I have. If
really?
It's been sitting there, and it's been under the heat lamp or not under a good heat lamp, and it's been sitting there too long. I know I'm weird, but I really like
you've been eating that.
Okay, clearly not as fancy as you.
So a couple in India are suing their only son and his wife for not giving them a grandchild. They've been married 6 years. The lawsuit's based on mental harassment. They had to support the son for a few years while he was an adult when he didn't have a job, but now he's a pilot. Ursula, can you see the parents' point that they say a grandchild would make what they suffered through to help their son more bearable?
They suffered through living with their son when they had to support
him?
They're
asking for like over $500,000, like $600,000.
Okay. That is the no. I suing your own child, okay, now your adult child, for not having a grandchild. You can't force someone to... No one owes you a grandchild, first of all. So, as much as I am looking forward to that time, I ain't rushing either of my boys, I'll tell you that. I also talk about, can we not have any situations which would prevent me from being a full-time grandparent, please?
Ursula, here's the thing about this story. On one hand, we could say, this is ridiculous. I can't believe parents would sue their child because that child would not give them a grandchild. But let's not talk about that act. Let's talk about people's feelings. There's a lot of folks that get really upset when their children don't give them grandkids at a certain time. Or there's always, when are you going to have a baby? Are you going to give me my grandchild?
I know. And it's so uncomfortable. And it's also insensitive because there are people who struggle with fertility issues. I mean, that is actually more common than you might think. Mm-hmm. And just to keep putting that pressure. And while we're talking about putting that societal pressure, the other thing that always comes up, and I have been guilty of this too.
What's that?
If I know someone who's been single, are you dating yet? Do you have a boyfriend?
You're guilty of it.
I am guilty of it. Like, I have to remember, you can be perfectly happy being single, There is zero pressure. There should be zero pressure.
Zero.
Why do we do that?
I don't know. But again,
I need to ask myself. Why do I do that?
I'm going to throw my mama under the bus again.
Oh, no.
If you and your significant other, if you come around her, she's going to say, y'all ain't got no kids yet? When you going to have kids? She doesn't even ask in a polite way, right? I don't know. I think there's a certain age where you just have no more filter. If y'all ain't going to have no kids, or it can sound like this. Ooh, y'all been together this long? He ain't married you yet? Something's wrong.
Yeah. I know. And I was, my response, it's like when someone says, oh, you've gained some weight.
Where was that come from, Ursula?
Well, I was just thinking of all the annoying things that people say. And there are certain cultures where they have zero issue with saying, hey, you're getting fat.
What culture is that?
The one that my mother belongs to. and they have zero issue with that. And I always say, what's your intent? I will actually ask, what is your intent? How is it that how are you trying to make me feel by that question?
And what did she say?
Or they.
Oh, what did they say?
Because it is every time time you're in the Philippines, it comes up. And they think of it, they say, they say it's a compliment because it shows that you're fat and happy, that you have money because you can eat or whatever. And it's like, eh. That's not how it's seen here.
If every time you see a family member and it is a comment like, ooh, you've gained some weight, or ooh, you've lost some weight, or ooh, like.
I know exactly. What's the point?
We have to just stay away from that.
Right.
Just stay away from.
There are better conversation starters.
Like, how's the weather?
how about how are you doing? And then listening for the answer. How's that?
How you doing? Who you dating? That goes right in there. All right, what do you got, Chris?
So we've all heard this story about happiness and money, that once you're making over $75,000 or so, the more money you make doesn't make you happy. But according to a new piece in the New York Times, studies do show that people get a big boost from their romantic partner, but not necessarily friends or children, which I thought was interesting. And the piece says that the activities that bring the most happiness are sex, exercise, and gardening. Gee, you agree with this? You into gardening?
What's your happiness index right now?
So here is my happiness. And when it comes to that, do I agree with this? Yes. I just think we all have different activities that make us happy. For an example, yesterday, the activity that made me the happiest, probably the highlight of my weekend, was going to Tacoma Boys down there and getting some stuff for the grill and making that for Lillian and our friends. We made some food. That was great.
Okay, that's not part of the list. I'm gonna repeat.
Wait a minute.
Sex, exercise, and gardening.
Ursula, listen. I had some exercise early, so I ran early in the morning, right? The gardening, right? That part of gardening, I did some cooking in its place, so I didn't do any gardening. And then the activities as good go as that. So I agree that there are activities, but the thing is it can be different. Everybody has different activities, whether it's a TV show. Ursula, why are you trying to get me in trouble?
I can't believe I want to know who.
I've been working this long in this career, and you're trying to just do this to my career, Ursula?
I know. I'm like, really, Chris? Really? You got to bring this up?
It was the New York Times.
Yeah, I know. So who's behind this study? They get a big boost from the romantic partner, but not friends or children. This study is all wrong.
It's just the surveys. You know, they talk to a couple thousand people, and that's the way the numbers come out.
My husband, my children, and my friends give me the biggest boost. So according to this survey, I should be miserable. I'm a 2 out of 3.
All right, one more quick one. There's a Dutch-built party submarine you can rent, and it's a submarine that dives 600 feet in the water, and you can party on it with your friends. 120 people it holds for 24 hours if you want. And the pictures, I would recommend looking at. It's in the Daily Mail, I think. Just put in submarine with your friends. The pictures look pretty swanky and amazing. Ursula, would you be up for partying on a submarine?
Yes, but before I move on and talk about partying on a submarine, I do want to make one thing clear. I don't have a green thumb. Sorry. I don't have a green thumb. Never have. Never will. Okay. Partying on the, yes. Yes.
Did you see those
yes,
pictures?
Yes, yes, yes. I did see the picture.
It looks amazing.
It really does. I mean, the idea of not a submarine for a lengthy period of time, like if I were in the Navy, that would be hard. But just for the duration of a party, heck yes. Absolutely.
No, I'm not doing it. Ursula likes to be on the water, in the water, and underwater. That yes. ain't my thing. I don't want to do it. Plus, it doesn't sound like your adult beverages would just groove with you right. Your little motion sickness, a little bit too much of this and too much of that, it just doesn't go well. Then you got to worry about all kinds of stuff, BGs and everything.
That's true. I didn't think of that.
You know what I'm saying? Ursula, I just want to say that I'm glad that this morning that I was the one trying to keep this a very serious news topic. And you, I don't know what got into you on this Monday. You know, Ursula, this is Cairo Radio. It's a very serious news station.
I know. No, we started off very seriously today, and I think we just need some levity. That's all.
All right. Now, Ursula, so you're going to post that to the G and Ursula Facebook page, what we're going to be talking about next.
Yes, and it's a video that I want you guys to see. So check it out right now. If you're not already following us or liking us on Facebook, do that right now, because during the break, we're going to post the video and then we'll talk about it and just talk about how we can make other people's lives better. How's that?
G and Ursula.
Beautiful morning. Happy Monday to all of you. We love it when you connect with us, 888-973-5476. And I asked all of you before the break if you could take a moment, if you have a computer available or you can check out Facebook, go on to the G and Ursula Show Facebook page, because we just posted a video of G's older son, baby G. And you shared this video with me at a time that I really needed it, because I started really digging into what happened in Buffalo, and I started reading about what this 18-year-old had been writing and had been thinking and had been consumed by, and the amount of hate that he had in his heart that compelled him to do what he did, according to police. And then you shared this video, and it gave me hope when I needed something uplifting. And that is one of my coping mechanisms, is to find and just to I always need a reminder that most people are good. Most right. people are. And this was a video that you shared. And so if you could help set it up, because where was he?
He's in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
And what he's been doing is on his days off, when he's not working out and doing all the stuff at the practice facility, he likes to go out into the community. And he explains and he sets it up that there was a guy that asked him for some change that was on a show, and he didn't have any change at the time, but he said, hey, I'll be right back, and I'm going to come back and bring you some change.
Okay, and how often do people say, I'll be right back, or I don't have any right now, and then that's the end of it? So I'm going to play a little bit of this video, and again, it's hard because obviously it's for video, and it's right. easier to understand if you see it. So go onto our Facebook page when you get a moment to check it out. But here's a little bit of what happened.
All right, well, no luck. One of the guys knew who he was, but we still ain't found him. So we're going to hang around. He said he'd be on Fifth Street, so we're going to just walk up and down a little bit and see if we can find him. If not, shoot, I don't know. We're going to have to find him. That's him right there. That's him right there. That's him. Let's go. Let's go. My man.
I mean, he'd been walking blocks.
Yeah. I was looking for you. So I got the $10. But I need a favor in return, though.
Okay.
So I got football practice coming up soon.
Oh, okay.
And I need somebody to play catch with.
Oh.
To get me prepared. Here's your $10.
Right.
You mind playing some catch with me?
Yeah.
All right, let's play some catch right here.
Okay.
You said what?
I'm gonna try.
Hey, try your best. What was your name? I didn't even catch. What was your name?
Eugene.
Eugene. I mean, I didn't even officially, I'm G.
You're G, you're G.
Yeah, I'm G.
G.
Yeah.
Love it. He puts on a little music. Right. So they're catching.
I mean, so they're catching right now. And of course, he gives him the $10.
Man, that's all I got.
And so that's it.
For you helping me out for my season, though, I want to go ahead and I want to reward you with something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I got $500 for you.
$500.
Ooh. Yeah, man. I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you, brother. That's a lot of money, man.
Yeah, you know it.
Oh, God.
You know it, man.
Thank you, brother. It's
love.
Okay. First of all, the exchange that wasn't on this little clip is that he was asking the guy, so what is your favorite restaurant? Where do you want to eat? You can name any restaurant.
Now, before you tell that. In that, right after that, he gives him the $500. He says to him, like you're saying,
yeah.
Where's one place that you want to eat in all of Columbus, any place? So as I'm watching it, I'm like, oh boy.
Oh.
I'm like, son, this is about to be expensive. Yeah. And I don't know. You didn't get that one, did you, Chris? No worries.
Yeah.
No, that's all I got.
Okay. Yeah, it's all good.
So, and you go ahead, Ursula. And he
says, yeah. So the guy says, Arby's.
He picks Arby's. And then after the Arby's deal, I don't want to spoil it. Like you said, you guys get to see it. Yeah. But after that, he says, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to go and you're going to stay at a hotel. When the last time you slept in a bed? My son asked him. He says, oh, it's been a while. It's been years since I slept in a bed. So my son gets him a hotel for him to stay at. But I have to tell you, sure, all of this stuff is touching. The money is great. The hotel is awesome. By the way, wait till you hear about the hotel part's funny because he really lets him know, like, hey man, it's a $200 deposit. No smoking. All right? No smoking in here. But anyways, that was cool. But the best part of the video, and I don't want to spoil it for you, but I got to tell you this, is the gentleman Eugene gets a haircut. That's all I can tell you. Go see the haircut part and see the look in Eugene's eyes and on his face when he has the mirror up to himself and he sees himself after that haircut. I'm not going to spoil it for you. You have to go and see the haircut part.
And I know that this is not Baby G's first time trying to help the homeless. I know that you guys did some stuff locally here, but I want to ask you, like, what motivates him to do that?
I think that it's a clear understanding and appreciation for where he has come from. I think that he chooses. This is not. It has nothing to do with me.
In so many ways, he reminds me of you. But it, I mean, is this something that you're like, hey, let's?
Nope. This is all on him. This is what he chooses to do with his platform. This is what he wants to do. And so some could say, well, this could be used in as far as clicks. And that's true. You can say that.
Yes.
But the humanity in this video is the time that is spent. It was the touch. Watching my son touch that man during the haircut, watching him dance together to the music, watching him in the car while this man is, Eugene is in the passenger seat, my son's driving, and they're jamming to music. Like, that's not for clicks, that's for humanity.
Well, I just saw that your son really got something out of it. And you just shared on the during the break, you said your son remembers your tough times.
I think all kids remember their parents' tough times. And so some of the stories that I tell you guys about, those are real stories,
man. You talked about having to change in a...
Yeah, one morning he changed in the U-Haul, getting ready for school. Yeah, that's a true story. And you know, things that make you cry then, you can laugh now. But I think more importantly, I think the real message, Ursula, is this. When people are unhoused, and we are seeing those out there, these folks are someone's son, daughter, father, you know, mother. And no matter what the problems are or why they are there, everyone has a story as to how they got there. Nobody wakes up one day and says, man, it's Monday? You know what? Today's a good day to go be homeless. How's she gonna try that? And addicted to drugs, if that's what happens, right? So I think it is more pointing to we need to have and continue to have better discussions on how we are talking about those that are unhoused. Matter of fact, there's one thing that kind of got me on that video.
Mm.
I didn't like how it says a homeless man.
Mm.
See, Dad always critiqued
yeah,
stuff.
You know
what
wow.
I mean? Like, I don't like, don't call it a homeless man. They're unhoused.
Yeah. But what I loved was just to see how his spirit was lifted, too.
You can see that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So, cool.
Well, I'm glad you forced, you know, we brought that up.
I know. You. And just to be sure, G did not suggest this. It was purely me pushing for it because we need positivity.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next, your text message, your feedback, and then Ursula's words to live by is G and Ursula. It's G and Ursula, everybody. That's right. It's the G and Ursula Show. Appreciate all you guys for listening to the show, guys and gals. I want to make sure that's... Make sure everybody's included. You're on the show. Ursula, it's time to get to the text message. What you got?
We'll start with the toughest topic, which was our top story regarding the massacre in Buffalo. And one of the questions asked was, what would cause an 18-year-old to have so much a hate? And 360 says, Ursula, I think there's blame to go around on both sides. Right now, there's division being taught in elementary schools. I don't even know that I mentioned sides. I mentioned that some of this great replacement theory is being brought up by some conservative talk hosts and commentators and personalities, and it's all over social media. It is something that is embraced by white supremacists, and it is becoming much more mainstream. But I'm not... I'm just talking about decency in general and taking away hate in general and not fueling people with so much hate, whatever side you're on.
Yeah. 253 says the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, and even the White House knew about this guy and they did nothing.
Now, I know that he was investigated for a threat of a shooting at his high school the year prior.
Yes.
So there's going to be a whole lot more to come out, because the other thing that just came out during the show is that apparently he was planning to attack even another grocery store.
Right. Real quick, I know that there has been this discussion, but I want to go. Since 9/11, there have been 107 people killed inside the United States, and that was because of jihadists, right? Right now, just so you know, the death toll that's similar to far-right terrorism, consisting of anti-government, militia, white supremacists, and anti-abortion violence, has killed 112 since 9/11 here in this country. So I just want to just be clear on where it's at. So when you guys say both sides, oh, and left-wing extremism, one.
253, is this who we are? Yes, unfortunately, racism is alive and well in America. It's more widespread than you want to believe. And you and I both said we don't believe it's a majority of Americans. We do believe it is a faction that has a very strong following. And the problem is those of us who are basically wanting to spread love, not hate, aren't being too quiet.
I got one for you, Ursula. I don't think my body could physically think that way, that the majority of this country is racist. Because if it did, I don't know how I could do the work that I do on a daily basis. I couldn't walk around this country and this world and be thinking that way. So call me naive. I believe the majority of us are not that way. But the problem is there is a small percentage that are, and there are a lot of organizations, corporations, and systems behind agencies that are still racist.
Yeah. What should you call your girlfriend or boyfriend? That was in scenarios. 206 says partner is fantastic. 253 says how about girl du jour? How about no? And then when it comes to gross things happening to food, 206 says, as a server back in ancient times, it's not just fast food places or places like an Arby's, Fridays, Denny's, etc. Some chefs are so offended if a steak is sent back. They had a few things they'd do, like flip it on the floor. Okay. Can we stop that practice, please?
Yeah. Let's get to Words to Live By, brought to you by Wilcox Farms.
And this is about spreading love. To hate is an easy, lazy thing, but to love takes strength. Everyone has, but not all are willing to practice. Love wins, y'all.
It does win. Thank you, Ursula.
Thank you.
It's good stuff. Good event. Appreciate you, Chris. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks. It's always really fun.
All right. We'll see if you're going to be with us tomorrow. Thanks a lot. Nick, we coming to you early, man. You gotta come to. We had a rough show to start. It was heavy. And then we do the rest of the way. Ursula, she was really made a lot of comedy and fun. What you got
for
us,
brother? Well, that's
the
great thing about this show is we overcome those tough subjects and we just charge through and we do great at it also. But here's a few small things that make me happy. The Mariners winning on the road lately, that's a great sign. Hearing G-Sun on our show is a good highlight as well. Oh! And getting a chance to slip on the shoes, whip out the shades, and step outside for a nice stroll in the park always puts a smile on my face. Because I'm happy. Come along and get you. Well, Arby's can be a good time, too. I think I'm going to give it a minute on those folks over there while they finish their activities that they're doing.
And I need to read further into that study, by the way. What did they say the three things were that make people most happy?
Gardening, sex, and
well, what was that
exercise.
Exercise.
And so, and Ursula,
I'm going to be working for that trio.
Ursula. 33 yes. years you've been in this business comes down to
every,
this.
Every day I ask myself, will it be a 34th? Hey. Stay with us, y'all. Dory Monson show's coming up next.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll do this again. Appreciate you for listening. Love you for that. And be good.
Hope you have as much fun as we have. So long, everybody. If you feel like happiness is the truth, happiness is for you. 'Cause I'm